Thank you and good afternoon. Monday afternoon, a sheriff's deputy responded to a residence located in the 19,600 block in Swain's Flat to resolve a neighbor dispute. 45-year-old Andrew Campbell was in an argument with his neighbor, who refused to move his parked trailer off of Campbell's property. When the deputy was talking to Campbell, he realized he was on felony probation and had a search and seizure clause for an arrest back in 2013. The deputy said he was going to search Campbell and his residence, and Campbell took off running towards his residence. After numerous orders to stop, the deputy entered the residence and Campbell attempted to strike the officer. After a brief struggle, the officer deployed a taser and was able to place Campbell under arrest. A search of Campbell's residence turned up a .357 Colt Python and a small amount of meth. Campbell was booked into county jail. One of the businesses in Fortuna that was lost during the fire at the Star Hotel 2 weeks ago was Green's Pharmacy. Today, Green's Pharmacy reopened all their normal business operations at their new location at 906 Main Street. In a process that would have taken weeks, having to obtain new licenses and permits to get the business back up and running, county supervisors and new state senator Mark McGuire personally took care of the matter, and now the pharmacy has been reopened. St. Joseph's Hospital has announced today that they are partnering with Holland America to set sail on a 7-day Alaska cruise in a benefit to help fight cancer on the North Coast. The cruise is set to begin on August 8th in Seattle, and it will sail directly to Juneau, Alaska, and will go back to Seattle with numerous stops in areas such as Glacier Bay and Victoria. A portion of the proceeds from the cruise will directly benefit cancer care at St. Joseph's Hospital. The campus apartments at Humboldt State University reopened last night after a part of a redwood tree fell into a section of the apartments, severely damaging two rooms early Monday morning. University staff were hard at work removing the tree in the afternoon and cleaning up the debris as well. Students were moved to the West Gymnasium, where cots, meals, and access to showers were provided. Professors were also on hand working with those students so they wouldn't get behind on their coursework. After the cleanup was complete, it was determined that it was safe to move back into the apartments. The residents of the two rooms that were severely damaged were relocated to other available campus housing. Monday morning, sheriff's deputies from the Drug Enforcement Unit and Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a storage unit near the intersection of Highway 101 and Indianola Road. Deputies found a storage unit that contained garbage bags and several 55-gallon barrels, all of which contained 535 pounds of processed marijuana. All of the marijuana found in the storage unit was seized, and no arrests have been made at this time. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Saturday, new state senator Mark McGuire kicked off town hall meetings in Humboldt County, first stopping by the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center in Eureka. Since McGuire was sworn in December, he has had jobs, the environment, and education in his focus for the North Coast, and school superintendent Gary Eagles had this to say about McGuire.
Senator McGuire is enthusiastic. He's committed. It's obvious that he's still new on the job, but he has a perspective, and I think he's very genuine about it in the fact that he recognizes that this is a big Senate district and that he needs to represent the interests in Humboldt and Del Norte counties the same way as he's going to represent some of the issues in Sonoma and Marin.
Eagles mentioned that McGuire took the time to speak with superintendents before his town hall meeting on Saturday.
We invited him up to speak to district superintendents on Friday, preceding his town hall meeting that he had Saturday morning. And we appreciated hearing his take on education and how he views it as one of the central priorities for the state. But he was there, probably shared another 20 different items that he felt the constituents of this district, of his Senate district, were interested in and concerned about.
Among those items discussed were health care, education, and criminal justice. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.